Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. A great weekend to be a Boston sports fan. The Celtics will begin their playoff run Sunday. The marathon will happen in its rightful spot, Marathon Monday, for the first time since 2019. And today, there's a party atmosphere over at Fenway Park. As the Red Sox play their home opener under sunny skies, it's even warm out. You might say it's just what we need right about now. WBUR's Chris Sidorek got the fun assignment of the day today. He's over at Fenway. And Chris, unlike many opening days, it's actually warm out. Pretty great.
Oh, it's unbelievable. What a celebration of springtime in Boston. It was 62 degrees and sunny with just a light, cool spring breeze at the first pitch. And there was all kinds of festivities happening outside the park. Music, food, face painting for the kids. Really something for everybody. So I talked to a bunch of folks about what it's like coming down here at the park for opening day, including first-timer Regina Revisio from Derry, New Hampshire. She was here with her sister, Mary Comedian from Melrose. And I asked them, what were some of their personal highlights?
I love Big League Brian.
Big League Brian, yeah. The guy in the stilts on it.
Oh, absolutely. Yep. And I definitely love the band. That was a blast. We just had a blast over there, so.
Love it.
And you gotta love the sausage sandwiches and the hot dogs.
And I like beer.
Oh yeah. Well, and beer.
I gotta tell you, walking around the stadium, electric in the air.
Stilt sausage and beer, gotta like it. The pregame ceremony is always moving on opening day. Tell us what happened today.
Yeah, well, actually, they packed a ton into this one. It was a real emotional roller coaster. So first, it's the 75th anniversary of Jackie Robinson's debut, breaking the color barrier. So they obviously retired his number 42 across all of baseball back in 1997. Red Sox brought Mo Vaughn, the last Red Sox player to wear 42, back today for the first pitch, and he shared that moment with his 9-year-old son, Lee. Really, really sweet. And then, of course, it's also the 9th anniversary of the marathon bombing, and as they always do, a number of survivors and family members were here sporting those yellow and blue Boston T-shirts and jerseys. And those, coincidentally, the colors of the Ukrainian flag as well, and the Red Sox did take a moment to recognize a teenager who left Ukraine less than a month ago, traveled through Poland, Luxembourg, Paris, Mexico, and then to the U.S.
Oh my gosh.
His cousins picked him up from New York on Sunday, and they brought him home to Agawam.
Oh.
The impossible task of getting him to a safe location with family has miraculously happened. And although his parents are still in Ukraine, we are so happy he is here with us today. Please welcome to Fenway, to Boston, and to the United States, escorted by his cousins, Dennis and Alexandra, and our own beloved Pedro Martinez, Daniel Kobylinski.
Just an incredibly powerful moment. And there was also a really moving tribute to Jerry Remy, who passed away in the offseason. Showed his highlights and played into the Mystic, and the fans here laughed and cried seeing, you know, his air guitar falling off the table and some of his highlights as a player. Really, really a special moment in the park before the game today.
And I think the Sox are also going to be wearing a patch with his name on it through the season.
That's right, with the number 2, yes.
So absolutely. The Sox are 3-3 so far after they started the season on the road. They are playing the Minnesota Twins today. Afraid to ask, but how's it going?
Yeah, not so great. They are down 6-1 right now. We knew pitching was going to be an issue for this team. It has been that today for sure.
And what is piquing your interest in terms of how the Sox are looking this season? I mean, it doesn't sound so good right now, but how is the
lineup?
Well,
not today.
Yeah.
It's fair. Baseball is a marathon, not a sprint, though, as they say. So it'll be really interesting to see their offensive lineup. They've got some real hitters on this team. So if this team's going to do well, it's going to be because those hitters carry some of the pitching staff. I got to say, though, there was a lot of optimism among fans today. I talked to a ton of folks who all felt pretty good heading into the year, including Mary Wu from Manchester, New Hampshire, and her 13-year-old daughter, Maya. I asked them if they thought the Sox are legitimate World Series contenders this year. Here's what they said.
I think so, but yeah. I think that every year, so I'm always high hope.
Red Sox,
yes,
right?
Absolutely.
Heard that from a lot of folks today.
And very quickly, one big change at Fenway Park. No cash this year. No way to have your hot dog mixing with mustard and change by all your seatmates.
you don't get 20 hands passing it down the aisle.
That's right.
No, there's no cash in the stadium. Completely cashless. They've got machines at the gates where you can basically convert cash into a MasterCard that you can use around the stadium. And we love news you can use, right? I did a little digging. If you're looking for the Fluffernutter Bites, those are in the right field grandstand section. If you're looking for the Cheetos Dog, you got to get out to Jersey Street for that.
You have covered a lot of ground today. WBR's Chris Siderick joining us from Fenway Park, where the score is now what?
6-1.
In the eighth inning, Minnesota Twins. Thanks so much,
That's
Chris.
Right. Thanks, Lisa.